my children in case they sin. And I realized what he did was not wrong, but it was his fear that was wrong. And I discovered this principle that every day we have to repent for our sins and the sins of our family and the sins of our city and the sins of our nation. You say, why? What have I done? Why should I repent? Look at Daniel. He repented for his own sin and the sins of his people. He never say their sin. He says our sins. That's Daniel. And I began to realize, I began to discover the principles that make Daniel great. And I know that those are the principles that make him the prime minister over the Babylonian Empire, the prime minister over the Persian Empire, and whoever discovered Daniel's principles will be in the spiritual realm, if not natural realm, the prime minister over their domain, over their nation, over nations. You will be the prime mover wherever you are. And so, since I discovered that, every day I repent for my sins. You say, where's the principle? Read the Lord's Prayer. Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins or trespasses. I never realized it before. I know Jesus died on the cross for all our sins. But to acknowledge every day you need him, and you begin to understand, you know why? Sin is bigger than what we realize. Sin is not just in action. Sin can be in motives, in desires, in thought, in words. It wasn't Isaiah who said, I'm a man of unclean lips who has done no deeds wrong. And then I realize how important it is to always repent. And every day I repent for all of your sins, whether I know them or not. Of all those of the church, of all those for this city, whether I know every individual or 313,000 people who live in this city. Oh, that was a revelation that has changed my life. And I realize how much it is the grace of God that makes us where we are. Revolutionary ideas revolutionized nations. In the spiritual world, revolutionary revelations bring revivals. Let's pray. Father, we ask, O God, that you would transform our heart and mind in you, Lord. Help us to know our strengths, our weaknesses, our friends, our enemies, and to accept positively the negative things around us. To know they are all a part of growth. Father, change our outlook in life. Make us better people in you. Cause us, O Lord, to be a people who love you. Father, we ask that you would reveal yourself to us afresh. Let these principles, O Lord, come so deep in them. It's so difficult, Lord. A revelation that is so deep, that transforms and has been in my consciousness for months and months, to bring it out in one or two sentences. But only you in your own spirit way know how to impart these principles. To impart these revelations to know, O God, how dependent we are in you. We ask, O God, that you will take these revelations and reveal it to each one here. Perhaps these are keys that would bring breakthroughs in the lives of your people here. Take them and bring breakthroughs in these lives.